And welcome now to the midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland. We have our 12:30 quiz question in, and it has to do with the vegetable world today. See what you can make of that, and maybe you'll win the prize today. Speaking of prizes, one of the really great ways to enjoy opera, whether it's your first or your 100th, is with Mozart's The Magic Flute. And the Madison Opera will be performing that very opera on April 21st and 23rd, which is coming soon, today being already the 17th. Their conductor for the occasion is Gary Wado, and he's here, and welcome to the midday.
Well, thank you very much, Norman. Happy to be here.
I want to say this is a surefire thing. You know, the Magic Flute, it is such pleasing tunes, and the visuals, crazy goings on, you know, it was almost the pop music of Mozart's time in some ways.
It definitely was. It was the music theater of its day. It was a very popular show. It had repeated performances during Mozart's lifetime, and then he died shortly after it was premiered. But it continued as a big moneymaker for Schikaneder, the librettist, who continued producing it. And I don't think it's ever been out of production. It's a marvelous, marvelous comedy. It's a marvelous rescue story. It has wonderful morals in it. It talks about virtue and friendship and love. And it's all in comedy and beautiful music.
Well, you've provided some excerpts from this performance by the group Les Arts Florissants, William Christie conducting, and started out with this Der Höhle Rache. And what's the premise of it?
Well, you know, the Magic Flute is about the struggle between darkness and light, ignorance and enlightenment. And the Queen of the Night represents the powers of darkness and ignorance.
Sings and, a beautiful song, though.
Well, she does. And Mozart actually wrote it for his sister-in-law, who at one point he might have married.
Sure.
And so I think it's kind of interesting. He wrote this very elaborate music for his sister-in-law. In the opera, it's the mother of the heroine, Pamina, and the mother, the Queen of the Night, is desperate to kill Sarastro, who holds the power. So she says, literally, the fires of hell are cooking in my breast, and here's a dagger, go kill Sarastro.
It's going to sound a lot prettier. Famous arias in all of opera, and by some accounts, one of the most gorgeous, too, despite the vengeful subject matter of it. From The Magic Flute, and that was Nellie Desai in Der Höhle Rache, one of those arias of the Queen of the Night. And as I mentioned earlier, these performances of the Madison Opera take place April 21st and 23rd. This is Friday at 8. And Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. And here's another one that actually, this aria was famous enough that people wrote variations on it in not much longer after Mozart's time.
Yes, it's the lovely duet between Pamina and Papageno by Menon. And actually in our performance, we've changed the words a little bit. So it's Die Liebe. There are two versions of the libretto, an earlier one, which was in Mozart's composing score. So we've chosen to use some of the earlier texts. So, but it's the same glorious tune, and it's all about how important it is to love and find friendship in the world.
And our performer for this occasion, this particular version, it's Rosa Manion as Pamina and Anton Scheringer as Papageno. Lovely duets that Mozart is so capable of. Even when he's writing instrumental music, it tends to sound like opera so often, with those voices intertwining and soaring. And that was from The Magic Flute by Menern, and from a performance by the group Les Arts Florissants, William Christie conducting. But the Madison Opera is going to be performing Mozart's Magic Flute this Friday night and Sunday afternoon at the Overture Center for the Arts. Their conductor for the occasion, Gary Wado, is sharing a couple of insights into these various highlights from the opera. And here's another one. This is, let's see, is this the first aria in the opera?
Yes, this is Papageno's entrance aria.
And that translates kind of lamely as I'm the bird catcher.
Yes, I am. And it was written for the show's librettist, Schikaneder, who was also the first performer of Papageno.
If you see the movie Amadeus, he's wearing this like parrot costume.
Yes, yes. Well, Papageno comes from papagay, or the parrot, the word for parrot. All the names in Magic Flute are symbolic. Sarastro is Zarathustra. Pamina and Tamino are those dedicated to the god Min. So it's a very symbolic show.
And so here it is, Der Vogelfänger, Bin ich ja.
Was wär ich? Wo bin ich? Sie schlief an meiner Seite ein, ich wiegte die ein Kind ein.
Another one of those favorite arias from The Magic Flute, which just happens to be the first one, too. Der Vogelfänger, bin ich ja, I am the bird catcher, Papageno. And we have one more, which is another, again, I mean, with Mozart, the word highlight is kind of meaningless because it's almost all highlights.
Yes, Magic Flute is one highlight after another. Ensembles and arias, beautiful choruses, beautiful ensembles.
And this one brings back Pamina. So it's a romance of a rather unusual sort, this opera.
Yes, it's a rescue story. The prince has to rescue the princess who's been snatched away by the evil sorcerer Zarathustra, who, spoiler alert, turns out to be the good guy. And
we'll, of course, forget that when we actually sit down to see the opera.
Oh, good, 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 good. And this is Pamina's aria, where she feels her hope for love has been lost.
And again, this brings back Rosa Manion as Pamina, and the name of the aria, Ach, ich fühl's, I feel it.
Thank you.
Ach, ich fühl's, with Rosa Menyon as Pamina in The Magic Flute, a performance featuring William Christie with Les Arts Florissants, and Madison Opera will be performing The Magic Flute of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart this Friday night and Sunday afternoon at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. Their conductor for the occasion has been with us, Gary Wado. Thanks for stopping by and sharing some insights.
Thank you, Norman.
One of the greatest of the great operas.
Absolutely.